Foodie Films is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Hey there, foodie fans, and welcome back to another episode of Foodie Films. This is your host, your chef de cinema cuisine, Kyle Reinfried. What's going on? How are you? What do I gotta say? Well, I just re-listened to this episode. I hadn't listened to it since we recorded it, and we recorded it over a month ago, but this is me up in Vermont visiting one of my best buds, like my best friend from college, the Shane Kelly, and we're talking movies, we're talking Roadhouse. This is a fun episode because this is one of those episodes we talk about the movie a lot because we love Roadhouse. And we also talk about the food scene up in Vermont, as well as some classic Adam Sandler movie food scenes. So this is just two buds drinking some old fashions in a basement bar.
Is it recording?
It's recording right now.
So what do we do?
We look and we make sure we're talking and the levels
right,
are showing.
All right,
and we enjoy our drinks. Cheers.
Having a cocktail with
having
my buddy
a
here. All right.
Old fashions for a couple of old fashioned guys.
Yeah, a couple of old fashioned guys. Here we go.
We're not drinking coffee like Dalton, but that's okay.
Black.
Or beer like Wade.
Coffee black.
But Shane, thanks so much for, well, number one, always having me up in Vermont in your abode.
Yes, the Green Mountain State. Thank you for coming.
This is the first time, I mean, I'm usually recording in New Jersey or New York, but we are in, as you said, the Green Mountain State, so.
Yeah, sitting at the bar, right at the bar right now.
Yeah, we're sitting, Shane's got a bar in his basement. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's totally sick.
Let's talk, before we get into the movie, let's talk drink, let's talk food. I mean, I know you like to cook, right? You've got a couple of, what are some dishes of yours that you're, I know you like French toast. When's the last time you did the beer chicken?
Ooh, beer chicken, you know, that's a nice summer dish.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been cooking for, you know, my whole life.
Yeah. Both your parents like to cook,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I've had meals by both of them and they're great cooks, I think.
Yeah, you know, I think my dad's a better cook slightly, but...
Uh-oh, Renee, hopefully you're not listening.
No, it's great. My mother, she's fantastic. Yeah, so I learned from both of them, and, you know, they passed it on.
Was there a point in your, you know, the question I like to ask people, was there a certain point that you realized, like, food was more than just sitting down for a meal, like, you know, you're eating because you're hungry? Was there, like...
I think I was 24 years old when I realized that pretty much the meaning of life is just to eat and drink. I mean,
that's
know,
a pretty good meaning. I was just in New Orleans, and that's what I did the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, we go to work and we make money so we can have fun and laugh with our friends.
Yeah.
You know, eat food so we don't die. Yes.
I like it. I always, whenever I come up here, I always make sure to bring up some Taylor ham and some bagels. I mean, you guys have that up here, but it's like, you know, we're from Jersey.
It's key. Those are key things that we're missing here in Vermont.
Yeah.
You know, we have our meats and cheeses.
Yeah, you guys are known for your cheddar.
Known for our cheddar.
Yeah.
Cheddar.
And your maple syrup.
Syrup is huge.
And your craft beer.
I'm embarrassed to say that we only have the artificial syrup in our house right now.
I think I saw some actual legit in the fridge.
Oh, there might be. Yeah. There's some in the fridge.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I think the last time I brought a, like, French toast casserole that my mom made, and I was just like, there's Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I'm trying to become a Vermonter.
I thought every Vermonter is supposed to have, like, a tree in their backyard that just, like, with a plug and you just, like, fresh maple syrup, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a kegerator.
We have a kegerator. Well, yeah. We have the beer. We have the maple flavored beer, but no syrup.
We're in Vermont. Let's talk. What do you think of the food scene up here? Because I mean, you know, we grew up in New Jersey, the suburbs of New York. The past couple times you've come down, you, me, our friend Tommy, my roommate Tommy, you guys have heard me talk about. We've gone into like late night in the city for Chinese food. What are some of the things? Yeah, whoa hop.
I've been whoa hopped too many times. 3 o'clock in the morning.
What are the things you miss up here the most, or what do you think? What do you think of like Vermont and it's like, you know?
Oh, you know, we're missing the key bread. We don't have really great bread, pizza, mm-hmm. bagels. But I mean, that's pretty much with 75% of America.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
But yeah, as far as the food, I mean, it's okay. I mean, New Jersey, you can't beat the suburbs of New York City. I mean, you have every ethnicity, and
yeah,
really,
with that comes the cultural food.
Yes, they crush it. but I mean, up here, I mean, some of the best restaurants are, you know, farm to table.
Oh yeah.
It's truly amazing, and it's more atmosphere than anything else. It's, you know, you're sitting in these farmhouses and you're eating
something that was right in their backyard.
Yeah, it's it took me a long time to realize that it's really like from farm to table.
Yeah, they're going outside. It's a pretty literal.
Yes, I didn't get it at first, but definitely understand more now. But it's awesome. Yeah.
But what you guys might lack in diversity in food, I mean, Vermont is up there with the states of your craft beer game is just on point.
Oh, the beer is great, and yeah, also the home of Ben and Jerry's.
Oh yeah, that's a big.
I'm an ice cream guy.
Big contribute to the world of food.
Yeah, feel the burn.
I teased it before with the coffee reference and the Dalton Wade, but I mean, you know, so Foodie Films is what we're going on close to 6 months now, and I remember originally telling you about it and telling you what films. And I was like, oh, you know, it's not just food. I mean, foodie, you know, when I was looking up the term, I was like, it's food and drink. So I'm going to cover drink films. And when I was saying bar movies, you're like, what about Roadhouse?
Oh, Roadhouse is, it's all
so,
time.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Tell me when did you first see Roadhouse? What is Roadhouse to you?
Roadhouse is one of the greatest movies of all time. And that's not opinion. That's fact.
That's fact.
That's fact. I just love it. I mean, Sam Elliott. Swayze. I mean, these guys are heavy hitters. They're badass. And you know, I've been a bar guy pretty much my whole life. My dad was a bar guy. His dad was a bar guy. And it just, you know, really kind of hits home. And it's sick. I mean, who's seen Roadhouse and didn't like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. It's one of those movies, like, I mean, it's a classic, came out in 1989, so it's still, like, in that 80s grace period of awesomeness, and it's not an action film.
Yes, it is, Kyle. Yes, it is.
You know, but it's not, you know, it's not, I mean, the 80s were, like, was the greatest between Rambo and Predator and Die Hard. You think, like, those are, that's, like, action films. This is, I don't know, this is,
Stop me if I'm wrong on this, but I would 10 out of 10 times take Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott versus Arnold or Sylvester Stallone.
Whoa, shots.
Mano a mano.
Miho to Miho.
Miho.
That's an aggressive statement. I mean, those guys were obviously... I mean, I love Swayze, the late, great actor... Patrick Swayze, Sam Elliott, still killing it, I believe.
Can we set this fight up?
Is this possible? I know. Yeah, they should do like, you know, in like, what was that, Rocky Balboa, where they, I mean, I know they do this in real life too, but they have like old fighter versus new fighter, and you can do that in like video games. They should do that for action stars.
Oh, absolutely.
But so yeah, Sam Elliott, I know he was definitely nominated for a Golden Globe for,
Stars Born.
Yeah, Stars Born.
Yes.
Maybe an Oscar too. I'm not up to date with the Oscars. But yeah, this is, I mean, a classic movie. And when you say bar guy, you say you, your father, your grandfather, you don't just mean, obviously, guys that go to bars. I mean, you've worked as a bartender.
Oh, yeah.
You've worked as a bouncer for certain occasions.
Done
right?
It all. What's I'm just coming off my recent stint as a busser. I don't know why. Busboy. Yeah, that lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be like in my realm, like if I still PA'd on stuff.
Yeah, we did it for ha-has.
Okay.
But
But do you have any crazy stories as a bartender or as a bouncer? You've never been, I mean, Dalton, he's a cooler. That's like where I learned the word, you know,
Oh, he was
cooler
the cooler.
from. He's a
Yeah.
cooler.
But he was badass.
Have you ever been the cooler? Or are you more just like.
No, I was a cooler. I was also I don't know who has this ranking system, but I'm known as the worst bouncer in Green Door history. I
Why
don't know
is that?
who I'm not sure.
Is
I'm
there a
not sure.
plaque?
There
There should
should be
be.
a plaque.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like Dalton's approach. Relax. Be
Yeah.
nice. Be nice.
I mean, to steal a line from the movie, I thought you'd be bigger. You're not the
I thought
biggest
you'd
of
be there.
guys.
Yeah,
You're a
no,
strong guy, but you're
I'm
not, you
well, yeah,
know.
strong. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, but yeah,
But you're not some mongoloid, you know?
national average, 5'9".
Yeah.
I could do 75 push-ups.
There you go. Yeah. But any crazy stories as a bartender or a bouncer?
As a bouncer, my first night working as a bouncer, I got punched right in the face, because I was
Right in the face. What'd you do?
right in the face. No, I thought everybody was joking. I thought everybody was playing a prank.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, it's first night on the job. We're like, you're gonna get in a fight tonight. I thought it was staged,
Was the per
legitimately.
was the person that the punched you, did you know them? Because there's a small
No,
community up
no,
here.
no, no.
You
This
work on
was
a
just
mountain,
yeah. This was
you know.
I guess a tourist or a guest
Yeah.
of the mountain.
What do you guys call them? A Jerry? A Joey?
Oh, Joey.
Joey.
Joey and Rhonda.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Those are we grew. You know, that's pretty funny. I mean, I'm going on so many tangents. We grew up in a state where.
You go down the shore and you're a Benny.
Yeah, and you're a Benny if you're from North Jersey or New York. You come up here and you're from like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. You're called a Jerry or
Joey.
I'm sorry, a Joey or a Rhonda.
Joey and Rhonda.
But
Yeah.
there's no acronym to that, right?
No acronym.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went from being a Benny to Joey.
Yeah. But now you're
To
a
now
now you're a
Vermonter.
local. Now you're
I have a pickup. I stack my own wood. I'm in. I gotta get the syrup, and I'm.
But
That's it.
you got punched in the face.
I got punched in the face. Yeah.
And then what happened after that? Did like a, was there another? There's usually I know there's a guy working a bar. Like who takes what occurred after?
Yeah. So it was actually an off-duty bartender. He was.
Oh.
He. No. Not the guy that punched me in the face. But
Oh, okay.
afterwards, I got punched in the face, and we're getting a little scuffle, and out of nowhere, this kid comes flying in, spears this guy into the stairs, and then we end up, we drag him up, and out he goes. Nicest guy in the world. Nicest guy.
How'd you find out he's the nicest guy? He just punched you in the face.
No. The guy that helped
Oh,
me
the guy
out.
that helped
Oh,
you. I'm sorry.
yeah.
Sorry for
So
my
he's a
confusion.
bartender. He's a bartender at the mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Can we use names?
Yeah, I don't care. It's your call. It's you, the people you know.
Oh, yeah. He goes by Mid Mountain Rob, Hippie Rob.
Mid Mountain Rob.
Or Hippie Rob.
Or
Yeah,
Hippie
he's
Rob.
got two names. He's a nice guy, loves Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
Redhead, peace. Peace, man. He looks at me dead in the face right after this, this
Altercation.
altercation. Yeah, he goes, Shane. I may be a hippie, but I'm no pussy. I don't know if we can say that on air, but are we
You
on
can
air? Is this
yeah.
on
Well,
air?
this is
Is this
it's not
live?
live, but I'm not gonna edit it out. That's fine. This is and I feel fine, leaving that in because this is a movie with a couple of lines here and there. Getting back to the movie, so when you obviously you're a big fan, you love the combo of Sam Elliott and Patrick Swayze, great tag team of tough guys, but they're not, again, they're not like those muscle bound guys like Sly or Arnold.
Yeah, but Wade Garrett has one of the, I think, most prolific. It doesn't matter how big you are if you get kicked in the knee.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know. If you get kicked in the knee, no matter how big you are, you're going down.
It's a. I mean, this is a movie where. I mean, number one. I mean, because we're covering on foodie films, we never see Dalton eat once, but we see him just drinking black
He
coffee.
drinks black coffee.
He drinks
Yeah,
black coffee.
he has a beer.
He does have a beer
He
at one
does have
point when
one beer.
him, the Doc, and Wade go out, I think,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
I love the bad guy in this movie. I know the last. I just call him by Wesley, but it's Brad Wesley,
Brad Wesley, yeah.
and I love that he's just this clear and present threat. Throughout the movie, like he's not—he's just out there in the open. He's committing these crimes in front of people, threatening people in front of these town folk, and it's amazing. Because this movie, and that's why I was saying, like, it's not exactly an action movie. This is like a modern Western, you know? Like it
Yeah, I
has—it's
guess.
the—it's the
Yeah.
man with no name. I mean, his name's Dalton. He doesn't have a last name, but it's like a man with no name comes into town. This is, your name is Shane.
Is he kind of like...
Are you named after the movie Shane? I think I've asked you this.
Yes.
This is
yes,
Shane.
The cowboy.
This is Dalton.
Yeah.
Do we never, I don't think we ever get the Shane's last name in that movie. It's just Shane. This is just, this movie could have been called Dalton.
Dalton. Yeah.
This movie could have been also called that. The, could have also been called The Cooler,
I mean,
like.
Literally, as we're sitting here, though...
It's a Western.
Correlations between Roadhouse and Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
Road Warrior. This guy just gets called into the grimiest towns.
He's the 07 Giants. He's a Road Warrior.
Road Warrior, if you will.
Road Warrior goes to the Roadhouse.
Yes. Roadhouse. We're onto something.
I mean, this is also a movie that rivals the homoerotic scene of in Top Gun of topless men playing volleyball, of just glistening Swayze practicing Tai Chi against like a pond or whatever. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I mean, the fight scene, we'll get to it.
I mean, I'd watch the volleyball scene, you know, 10 out of 10 times.
I mean, this is a movie also with a ridiculous trophy room of all animals, exotic animals throughout the planet. This, I mean, there was several times I'm like, did Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, like, steal from this movie? He literally throws a spear, and it makes me just think of, like, it's in the bone. It's
a lovely bone. Room of death.
And this movie also has a lot of boobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm pro boobs.
For $20, you can kiss them.
Starts like, what are you going to do? I don't have $20.
I ain't got $20.
I usually, like, I read a couple of, a little bit of trivia on this movie. Let's see. It's just some funny stuff, or just interesting stuff. Patrick Swayze, he ended up taking his role in one of his more famous, you know, because what? He had Dirty Dancing, he was in The Outsiders, and then he's in Roadhouse. The movie after this, he's in Ghost. He ended up taking that because he injured his knee on this set. He was originally up for like Predator 2 and Tango and Cash. He turned up those roles because he just couldn't take the physicality of the roles.
That is fascinating.
Bill Murray calls up, calls Kelly Lynch's husband, Mitch Glazer. Mitch Glazer is a writer, producer, you know, Hollywood producer. Whenever he sees the sex scene, just to kind of poke at him and prod at him,
yes,
saying your wife was in this crazy sex scene with Patrick Swayze.
She's so hot.
She's so hot. She's
still so hot.
To quote Daddy Gosling, she's a fancy face.
She is a fancy face.
She's a fancy face.
She, I believe she is 60 years of age, I know.
Yeah.
And this actually, the last time we watched this film, it sparked this 3-hour debate of Hollywood's hottest actors and actresses over 60.
Yeah.
It is.
Who are some of the names on that list?
The only name that sticks out, Susan Sarandon.
Oh, yeah. So, well, Susan Sarandon, like...
She's a fox, man.
She's gorgeous. But, like, she, like, grew into her looks. You know what I'm saying? Like, she
yeah,
always,
maybe,
looked, she always
guess,
looked a little...
Know.
She always looked a little older. I guess maybe... I don't know. Just, like, she had a sageness to her.
Sageness.
Yeah. Just, like, wise. Yeah. I don't know if sageness is the word. I know sages.
I mean, Sam Elliott, that, he was on the list, too, but, I mean...
Yeah. He's gorgeous.
He's old now.
He's one of the... Talk about prolific. I mean, that voice is just a voice that, like...
Yeah.
You hear and you're like, oh, I know that. And there's actually, there's a little correlation. Sam Elliott is in The Big Lebowski as, like, you know, the narrator.
The narrator, yeah.
He's the man with no name in that movie. And so is the bad guy, Brad Wesley, is played by Ben Gazzara. He's The Big Lebowski. He plays Jackie Treehorn. Remember that scene? And
he's yes.
He's like, ah, welcome, dude. And he pour, you know, he lets him pour his own Russian. That's Ben Gazzara. He's also, I love the way he handles, like I said, I love that he's just a clear and present threat. He's just, you know, this is his town. You know, he's going to bring JCPenney. You know, it's just like,
yeah,
this is...
I hate that guy.
But he's awesome at the role.
Oh, the role is amazing.
Yeah. But, like, the guy is just...
But
like,
if I saw him ever in real life, I think I'd punch him in the face.
And then just a couple of other things. All of them, but specifically Patrick Swayze, they trained with kickboxing champion Benny Urquidez, or Quidez, I don't know exactly how
to pronounce his last name. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
But he's a kickboxing champion.
It's dope.
And the original tagline...
You think he's ever killed a man?
I don't know.
Swayze's got two.
Swayze, not Dalton Swayze.
Swayze.
The original tagline for this film is—it's pretty funny. It's a little shout out to a previous film. Let's see if you guys can figure this one out. The dancing's over. Now it gets dirty. That was the original tagline for this movie. So a little shout out to
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah,
wait.
Shout
dirty
out to
Dancing.
The, yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to say Footloose.
That's Mr. Kevin Bacon. There's possibly going to be a remake. It's been talked about. There's been a TV made for movie sequel.
Yeah.
Made.
Ronda Rousey.
But yeah, Ronda Rousey. I'm sorry. Just make a different movie. Don't call it Roadhouse. Honor the late great actor Patrick Swayze by
rolling in his grave.
Yeah.
Unless it's Dalton's daughter.
Plot twist. I like that. If you carry on the legacy, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm not against remakes and like the you know, like, and then obviously in this now there's a lot of women taking over like an all male cast like the Ghostbusters. But you already have a great movie. Just make it that this all female team of Ghostbusters continued on. And they said, you know, that's fine. That's cool. Man. Carry on the legacy of the great film that came before. If it's a crappy film, but I mean, some people say, you know, this is an amazing film. But like, you know, some people say this is like, I mean, it got like a Razzie back
in
the day and all
that.
They kind of
ruined
stuff.
Point Break.
Yes.
That's another
Swayze
classic.
Yeah, another Swayze classic.
Bodie. 50-year storm. Yeah, I just, please, Rhonda, if you ever listen to this. Don't do it.
And if you do it, make sure you're the daughter of Dalton.
Yeah. Call up the writers.
Yeah.
Get me on board.
Yeah, we would love to be part of this, Rhonda, if you're a part of it. We're not picking. You're awesome. I've enjoyed you in your, you know, in Fast and Furious.
Yo, Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
You ever realize that it's the same
plot as Point Break?
As Point Break.
Yeah. Another series that just got, it was originally about like stealing DVD players, and now they've saved the world three times. But anyway, and the last little thing, I found it funny that Patrick Swayze had to have a big security team on this movie because women were just like after him, like multiple times like that. Whenever he was the fight scene by the pond or when he was doing Tai Chi, there would just be like, they couldn't control like all around it. I mean, I don't know what a pond, lake, whatever that was, but women would like row boats out there and try to get towards him. And just there was a waitress.
Can you blame him?
No, not at all. That man is amazing. But so getting into Roadhouse again, made in 1989. This is, I also, you know, it's 2 years after we're born, so you know, great continuation of the 80s, you know, right there.
Great continuation.
I love the director's name. The director's name is Rowdy Harrington. That's just a great name. It was I like to say that it was co-written by a woman, so any chance that there's, you know, because this is a very machismo film that...
Machizzy!
That there was a co-writer that was that's a woman. But great cast. Patrick Swayze, Kelly Lynch as Doc. We do get her name at one point in the movie. I think it's Elizabeth, but point being, I love that he calls her Doc most of the time. Wade Garrett, played by Sam Elliott. Ben Gazzara playing Brad Wesley. Kevin Teague is Tilghman. That's the guy that hires him to come to the Roadhouse
to
the Double Deuce.
Yeah.
And then we've got Jeff Healey as Cody, the blind band leader, and then Kathleen Will Hoyt.
Yo, you know who Jeff Healey is, all right? You know he's a like
super, he's a real time
he's
musician.
A real famous yeah he's yeah. a famous musician
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, he's a, that's to continue that, that yeah he's a
and
very,
that's actually, he plays the guitar. He's actually playing a guitar. I thought it was one of those
like just like
the
stand
lap
in.
Ones.
Yeah.
Whatever it steel a steel
yeah, I don't know what those are called when you just play them like via like across your legs.
Yeah, I lost a $5 bet about 2 weeks ago because I thought it was a different instrument. It's a guitar.
Yeah, it's a guitar. It's just guitar. I forget what style that's called to play it.
But he's really blind.
But he is very much blind. Very
much blind.
Alive, living in Florida.
Yeah. Lives in Tampa.
Lives in Tampa. Very much alive. What, I mean, this is a movie with a lot of great scenes. Do you have a favorite scene?
Oh, my favorite of course. I mean, the all time is when Wade Garrett shows up and they beat the piss out of Wesley's goons on the dock.
Oh, that's awesome that you say that, because that's literally like there was like two scenes I was contemplating playing the audio from. The one was Dalton giving like the rules, but we can talk about that. But that is a scene that that I saw, you know, good quality on YouTube. So let's play that for you guys right now.
A double douche.
Put him back. This bar is closed for business.
It's okay, Jim. Take a break. Can I buy you guys a drink? Guess not.
Got a skinny little runt named Dalton working here.
He's out the back.
I know you.
Pour me a beer, will you? I'll be back.
Oh, how you like that, cousin?
How's it going, mijo?
Mind your own business, Dad. You want to fight, dickless?
I sure ain't gonna show you my dick. Damn, that hurts, doesn't it?
Control.
Yeah, I knew that. Had to see you.
Good to see you.
Who is that guy?
Gentlemen, Wade Garrett.
Holy shit.
Yeah, exactly right.
Dude, like, it's fucking folklore.
It really I love is. It. Well, it's that's why I'm saying it's got that Western vibe to it. Like, we get the full name for Wade Garrett. I mean, I love it. He shows up on his motorcycle, right? Well, you're dude, a big. This is your favorite scene. You talk about
but
it.
But this is, no, I mean, there's nothing to talk about. I mean, it's all time.
I hope there's something to talk about. It's a podcast. Let's talk about it.
I can't. I don't know if I can explain it. Like, it's just it's amazing, man. It's true friendship between these two guys. Like, their names are. They're heard before they're seen, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't even know how to explain it. Like,
I mean...
Thought you'd be bigger. I mean, these guys, like, they've heard of Dalton.
That's the crazy thing. Like, I mean, okay, so obviously, the world we live in now is definitely...
Facebook and Instagram. You think Wade Garrett would have an Instagram?
No, absolutely not. He would be on a lot of people's Instagram
so,
or Snapchats.
So, like, still, you would never know what this dude looks like, but,
no.
Like, they've heard the name.
Yeah.
In this little town in Mississippi... Where is it?
Missouri.
Missouri?
Missouri.
Missouri.
Jasper, Missouri. Fake town, by the way.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy to me, man. Like, and they know.
I mean, it's great. He rides up on his motorcycle, and the bar is called the Double
The Double Douche.
But he goes, you heard the Double Douche.
Double Douche.
Figures. But, I mean, Sam Elliott just pulling up, long salt and pepper hair, looking... Fantastic.
Dude, he knows there's a fight, and he orders a beer first.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, you know, pour me one up back.
Yeah, like, you can't beat that.
And we obviously get to hear him calling him Mijo, but I love, you know, the big, the tallest, like, goon out of all of them saying, you want to fight, Dickless? I sure ain't going to show you my dick.
Yeah, all time, man. And it's like, seriously, like, dude. It's his, like, he's his mentor.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like,
there's
I mean,
a great...
Like, that touches home, man.
There's, like, I wouldn't call it father's, like, almost like older brother you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a great... The chemistry between Sam Elliott and Patrick Swayze, like, you hope for that on so many movies, and this is a prime example of just two actors just clicking.
I mean, he calls him for advice. Yeah. And, like, you know, he doesn't really want to ask. Like, you know, Swayze doesn't want to ask.
Yeah, he wants to be his own guy. Like, in this film, like, he learns, like, his ways from Wade. But then also, I mean, this film, I mean...
Wade Garrett shows up.
Wait, yeah, exactly.
He doesn't have to.
No.
But he knows his friend needs him.
Yeah, he knows that, like, that while Dalton is amazing, like, he definitely... I mean, there's a whole backstory here to Dalton, and he had an altercation in, what was it, in Memphis? Right? And
yeah.
So they keep alluding to
it. We don't talk about Memphis.
Let's talk... I mean, this movie, there was an original cut of this movie that was over 3 hours long.
How do we get it?
I don't know, but I would...
Hashtag Roadhouse.
Hashtag Roadhouse Director's Cut.
Yeah, hashtag Rowdy. Where's Rowdy?
I would love to see that, because also there's a... Keith David, he's been in so many movies, from Platoon. He's always actually a lot... I think he's the voice of the Navy now. He's a lot of military figures usually. He was in The Nice Guys as one of the enforcers, but he's the bartender.
Nice Guys.
He's the bartender. Once they all start wearing red polos, he's the bartender in this movie. He had a total storyline that he was just a patron of the bar, and someone starts, like, causing shit with him, I think because of his ethnicity, and he takes care of it, and Dalton's just like, you want to work here? Like, that's deleted from the movie. I want to see here, and Sam Elliott said that, like, 60% of his performance ended up on the cutting room floor. He's in this movie a lot.
He's in it a lot.
I want to see that other 60%.
I would watch a 6-hour Roadhouse.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
I would do it.
The Roadhouse is a movie that I would love to see turned into, like, a mini series or something. If obviously, back, like, when the original cast was, like, if it wasn't just a movie, if back then we had, like, now we're in a golden age of TV. If there was a golden age of TV back then, we could do, like, a mini series, that would be amazing. But that scene, I mean, right away, then he said, like, Swayze says, you know, Dalton says, like, I had it. And he's like, I know you did.
But I know you did.
It's so good.
Primetime. Primetime love.
I mean, are there other scenes that you really like in this film? I just put, like, little stars on my nose next to certain things. I love, there's just lines here and there.
When he reads the rules.
Oh, the rules are great.
When he goes over the rules. I mean, that's...
Yeah, where... I've got that written down here somewhere. Let's
we can come back to it, you know.
No, but I mean, let's see. Rule number one, never underestimate your opponent. Rule number two, take it outside. Rule number three, be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
I mean, even a bit.
What if he calls my mama a whore?
Is she?
Burn.
It's just so good. I mean, there's is the 80s. It's the time of, you know, in these action films, they have a lot of one-liners. I love in the beginning, you know, so Tillman comes and wants Dalton to come down to Missouri. I think he's drives a Mercedes with New York plates. I don't know exactly. I mean, they might be in New York when he comes.
Yeah, it might be a rental car. I have no idea where it is.
But, you know, he offers him, Dalton says, like, 5,000 up front, 500 a night, all medical paid for. Like, he knows he's in for shit, you know?
Yeah. We've also broken that down late night. That much money back in the late 80s?
Yeah. That's amazing.
You're doing all right.
You're doing all right. Especially down in Missouri.
Yeah, man.
Like, this guy, what does he say? I'd be
driving a spaceship, not a Mercedes.
Like, the character of Emmett, the farmer, that, like, you know, he lives in that
he's
barn
the man.
Or whatever. He says... Now, you know, like, I wouldn't charge you anything, but the church folk would, you know, think less of me or something like that without donation. How's $100 a month sound to you?
He's right, like, $100 a month? He's making $500 a night.
Yeah.
Was it $500 a night?
$500
a night.
Yeah. $5,000 up front, $500 a night, all medical paid for.
$500 a night. I guess no benefits. No health benefits.
All medical paid for.
All medical paid for.
Yeah, that's your benefits.
guy, man.
Okay, maybe he's not going into Social Security, but he's got all benefit, all medical paid for. Still, this is also the guy that shows up the first time, the first scene we meet Doc.
You think he invested? You think he had stock?
I think he diversified.
You think Dalton? You think Dalton's? You think he's retired by now?
I mean, he's a guy. He's retired, but I'm sure that Dalton, like, still, like, when some shit goes down in, like, a bar or something like that, or a coffee house, if he's still drinking just black coffee.
How old was Dalton in the movie?
I mean, he's definitely in his early 30s, mid-30s. So
30s. And, he's in his 60s now.
Yeah. I'm just saying he's someone, like, if he sees something wrong, like, he's going to step in. Like, that's just, he went to NYU, and he studied philosophy. I got really excited for a second, but I thought you studied psychology.
Yeah, psychology. Yeah,
you got a degree in psychology. But I'm like, oh, shit, Shane is, like, Dalton.
I am Dalton. Dalton reincarnate, but I don't know how to fight for shit.
But I love, so even the beginning, like, let me just say something. Like, I love the line that he says, like, he doesn't fly, it's too dangerous. That's just, like, that to me, that just screams, like, 80s, like, a quick one-liner. I love the whole rumor. Like, it's, like you said, it's folklore.
Folklore.
Like him, he's, like, the rumor of him killing a guy, that comes along with him. It's like, did you hear? Like, he killed a guy. Like, ripped his throat out.
Right? Like, that's just... It's actually pretty aggressive. I mean...
It is aggressive. Like, we'll
did he kill the guy in the bar? Who had to clean that up?
When he was up in Memphis?
I normally have to mop after my shift.
were there any other scenes that you really, what should we talk about? We should talk about him in the dock. Like, let's just talk about these townspeople. Like, what?
Oh, the townsfolk, man. I really like the relationship with him and Red. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. And, you know, Dalton, you know, him and Red were so similar in the fact that, and even in my life, you know, you're traveling around, and you're searching for something, and all of a sudden, like, Red and Dalton, they get to talking, and he sees how happy he is in this small town. Like,
yeah.
As long as you find something that's fulfilling, it doesn't have to be a job or career or any of this stuff. You find the person you want to be with, and everything's great after that.
Yeah, so Red is the uncle to Doc to Elizabeth.
Yeah, which is just by happenstance, you know what I mean? Like, what are the odds of that?
But, I mean, so he was down there, and then I forget what Red exactly said about, like, his wife. But
she's a real ugly woman.
Yeah, she's a real ugly woman. And she found, so she eventually, like, left me and found an even uglier person.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But Red was happy in his town, man. He's got his little auto parts store. And
yeah, which is right, like,
across the street,
there. To the Double Deuce. I keep wanting to say Double Douche.
Double Douche.
Yeah, and the double, like, I mean, hey, this is Foodie Films. Let's talk about that bar. That's a real shithole bar when he first get there. That's, like, truly, I mean, when I think of that's why it's called Roadhouse. When I think of a Roadhouse.
What do you
think
was on the menu? How do you think the food was?
I don't think there was food, right?
There's got to be.
It's got to be?
Yeah, why not?
Chicken wings?
Yeah, right.
Sloppy Joe's?
Sloppy Joe's.
What's up? It's Missouri.
Southern cuisine.
Some barbecue, maybe?
Probably barbecue.
Yeah, some ribs. Brisket.
I wonder if it's on Yelp.
But,
1987 Yelp.
But he just, the owner really, he came into money and he really wants to fix it up for some reason. I mean, there's a lot of people there when Dalton first shows up. And I love that. He just, like, surveys. He goes, leans up against the one bar post. And he just totally surveys it and sees how everything is just dysfunctional there. From the clientele, just, I'll, you know, be nice and just even call them, you know, rednecks or whatever.
Have you ever seen, watched the credits all the way through? Where there were no tables and chairs harmed in the making of this video?
Really? Wait,
no,
what?
Sorry,
I was like, well, how does that make sense?
Maybe I'm drunk. I don't know.
These old fashions are getting to us. But, yeah, this bar is a complete shithole, and then they turn it into, like, a neon nightclub, kind of, with a, I mean, I love the band, has it remind me of, actually, Blues Brothers, when they're at the country, like, they had Chicken Wire.
Chicken Wire.
Around where the band played, because people were just constantly
throwing beers.
Who throws
a beer?
Even before the bar became, like, a nice-looking bar, that was a cool band. They were a good band.
It was a sick band. Good house band, man, yeah.
They were playing a lot of Eric Clapton, I realized.
Yeah.
I was watching on Amazon, and it kept saying, like, what song they were singing. And I was like, oh, it's Clapton. But
yeah, sweet. They got like truly like what's that bar rescue? They got bar rescue makeover.
Yeah.
Into the neon lights. John Taffer walked in and took the chicken wire down.
That would be that I would laugh if there's a remake. John Taffer needs to be in it.
Yeah,
to come
100%,
in, right,
man.
We've got connections to John.
Oh,
Taffer.
You're all fired.
Not the name drop, but we've got connections.
I know a guy.
I know a guy. We know a guy. We're from Jersey. We always know guys.
We know a guy.
I mean, this
guy.
Movie. This is. There's just so much. There is a lot I want to talk about. This is. I take notes for all of these films, foodie fans. I take this seriously. This might just be a hobby right now. I would love for it to grow into something more, but I take it seriously. I take these notes.
I don't have any notes.
Shane,
I have no notes.
That's fine. But I know you love the film, so that's fine. I mean, I love the film too, but you know, I need to keep the conversation going. Look, you can testify. I have like four. I have four solid, actually five solid pages of notes. And I mean, we're not even like. I mean, just the basic. If you haven't seen Roadhouse, watch Roadhouse.
Watch Roadhouse.
For the
love of God, watch Roadhouse.
I mean, like we said, this is just a guy that he's a gun for hire. Again, that's why it's got such a Western feel to it. But he's just the ultimate. So there's bouncers, but then the cooler just seems to be by this in this world, in this, you know, film world, they're like the leader of the bouncers. And as the cooler, he oversees all the bouncers. And as we said with those rules before, it's just, you know, like, you don't want to cause anything. And that's the whole thing. Like, you don't have to.
You got
to
be nice, man.
You got to be nice. And at the last decision, which he breaks these rules so many times. He specifically starts a fight in the bar at one point when Wade is fighting.
Well, that's also in the rules.
Johnny,
that's when it's time not to be nice.
Yeah, but I thought it was always like try to get it outside.
Yeah, try to get it outside. Yeah, you gotta try. Sometimes, you know. Hey.
But I mean, let me just look over my notes. We also, I love that he's in this barn. You know, he like the second layer of the barn, and you know Emmett's barn. And it just happens to be right across, you know, it's a happy accident that it's right across from Wesley's, you know, like.
Maybe it's a smaller town than we actually think.
Maybe.
Red Shop's closer to the Double Deuce.
Yeah, exactly. The film was just like, no, let's just make it like.
It's really right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's not many, that's why, I mean, this is a foodie film. Most of it takes place in the Roadhouse.
Where did the monster truck come from?
Yeah, another thing that made me think of Ace Ventura: When Nature Calls.
Right. Yes,
nobody
yes.
wants to play with
yeah.
me.
Totally, totally, totally outrageous.
Copy from the consulate, right?
Copy.
I mean, there's just so many good things. What's the what do I have here? That I love what Wade says when he meets. So it's her name is Elizabeth Clay. Doc, that is.
Elizabeth
and,
Clay.
That gal's got way too many brains to have an ass like that.
Yes,
That's a great line. Dalton, he shows up to the hospital and he has his like medical portfolio like ready. It shows like a male body and all the lacerations.
Oh,
and
yeah.
on his body.
Dude's been through the ringer.
Like he's, I love. He shows up into town. He buys the garbage car, gets extra tires. He knows what he's in for.
Dude, he's a professional.
He's a professional.
He's a professional. He's a professional. I mean, that's cool. That's an art. I don't know if that still happens now, but I mean, there were guys. I mean, some of my dad's, you know, oldest friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did for a living. You know, they traveled from they worked the Jersey Shore bars in the summertime, and then they went down to Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
I mean, we've obviously frequented the Jersey Shore bars
yeah,
in the summertime.
Yeah.
Those are relentless. A lot of, I mean, hey, there's a show called Jersey Shore.
Oh yeah.
You see the douches that
some of the worst
there.
People in the world, but
yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, it's a profession. You know, I think as like a lifer or a professional bartender, I mean, it's getting less and less these days, and I'm not really sure why.
I mean, just because honestly, I mean, it's with the world we live in with social media, like everyone, I know someone recently, they're out on New Year's Eve. And I was not there. I've heard the side of, you know, their side of the story. But point being, they were thrown out of the bar by the bouncer. But then someone outside then also threw them to the ground. They ended up splitting like their head.
Oh, it's crazy lawsuits, man.
And
it's just
the, yeah, the world that we live in of lawsuits, and obviously everyone capturing everything on their phone. Like, there's just not
like
these, you know.
Do you think Dalton was getting paid? Like, if he was here today,
yeah,
could he go into a bar with his resume and ask for $500 a night?
$5,000 down, $500 a night.
Here's what I'm going to do. You write me a check for $5,000. Yeah. I'm going to be nice. We're gonna be nice. We're going to have a great night. You're going to be $500 cash. Probably not.
Probably.
How ridiculous.
Probably not. But that's. I love the world that they build in this film. This is a time, as I said, we were like 2 years old when this movie came out. We didn't know this world. This, like, you know, we grew up, you know, our childhood was, there was no social media. But as adults, we haven't known what it's like to be an adult and act in a world of no social media and those, like,
I mean, we're guilty
before, you know, like, now we live mostly in a world of guilty before proven innocent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were right on the cusp, though. I mean, we at least went to high school and
yes,
a little bit of college before that stuff came out, man. So we
there were things. I mean, cool, man. Shane and I went to college together. There were things we did in college that, I'm not saying like,
thank God there were no cameras.
Yes. Thank God of the low quality cameras, because sometimes, I mean, you know, just, you know, you do stupid things when you're drunk and
woo-wee.
Things now that, like, they, you know, the bill would have added up. Is there anything else you want? I mean, this is your time to shine. I love this movie.
Oh, but yeah. I mean, it's great. You know, I think the more I talk, the less you guys will like the movie. So, you know, I'm just, again, if you haven't seen it, you gotta check it out. I watch it once a year.
It's just minimum.
It's been twice this month.
Yes,
you know, exactly. Good
prepping,
years,
prepping for this episode. This is a movie that I 100% would in like a time capsule.
If there was a capsule that we shot into outer space and we wanted aliens to find it, Swayze.
Well, you're going much more deeper than I am. But I was just gonna say, like, an ideal. I love my hanging out with, like, friends times. You know, like, I love a good bromance. I love bro time.
Oh, yeah, dude. The ultimate
and
bro.
And this is just, like, nothing makes me happier. Like, you know, we're not watching together right now, but the fact that we're talking about it, we're drinking a delicious drink that you made, a nice old-fashioned. I'm hanging out on the weekend up here in Vermont. I love coming up here. I might not be a winter sport guy.
Oh, winter sports.
But I love coming up here, and so this is just, like, watching this movie and watching those other, like, great, like, 80s action films, like, that's just, nothing makes me happier, I think.
I gotta say, are we allowed to go, like, a little off
yeah,
topic
yeah,
again?
Yeah. Say whatever you want to say.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, I saw The Last Action Hero.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time.
For the first time?
2 days ago.
Wow, what'd you think?
Sick. Arnold!
I love that movie. I love any movie that, like, goes into the world of, like, production, and so the fact that they're obviously, like, he's an action hero and they go into that world, like, I love that film.
Oh, it's rad.
That's another film that, like,
super cool,
got, like, shit on a lot when it came out, but there's such a cult following to it that it's a great movie.
Great movie. Also, foodie film. They have popcorn, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is actually Recovered the World's End. That was the first, like, alcohol, like, you know, liquor driven film. This is the second. The World's End, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's going from bar to bar. That's
cool,
a foodie,
man.
Film.
That's sick.
You know who's on that? I want your reaction right now. You know who's my guest on that episode? Nate. That's what I wanted to hear. I just
Nate,
to hear.
If you're watching this, wait a minute.
Listening.
Nate, if you're listening to this. How you doing? The World's End. Oh, shit. That's funny.
All right. So, Roadhouse, check it out. Own it.
Own it.
Both of us do, I think.
No.
You don't own it?
No.
I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Yeah. That director's cut.
Yeah, the director's cut. I'm going to... Honestly, foodie fans, I'm going to try to contact Rowdy... Harrington, and
like,
I want...
He, yeah, exactly.
He hasn't done much.
He hasn't done much. Rowdy.
Like, it deserves... 19... Wait. Oh, fuck. This is the 30th anniversary of this movie.
Ew.
That's my goal in 2019 to get a director's cut of, for myself at least.
Dude, it's somewhere. Don't be selfish. Share with the world, man.
Yeah.
What do you got to lose?
I forget the opening credits. I don't know who, what production, what, you know, what studio this was.
Probably Lionsgate. Is that a studio?
MGM, maybe.
What's Lionsgate?
Lionsgate's real.
Sick.
It's like a subsidiary of, like, the bigger ones.
Subsidy.
But anyway, well, moving on, Shane, I've got, I've been doing it recently. Like, in the beginning, I was giving, like, a few more options, but now I just have two here for you. I know there are definitely scenes. Maybe we'll even talk about both. But right now I'm going to let you choose one. So I'll actually do this. I got one in each hand. So pick a hand. Let's see which one you go with.
Tails never fails, baby.
Tails never fails. So that's my right hand is Tails, I guess. And that scene is Big Daddy McDonald's.
Wow, we're talking about Big Daddy right now?
Yeah, that's the food scene we're going to talk about.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Big Daddy is like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Well, here we go.
What are the odds? What are the odds of this?
I pander sometimes. That's I know the guests I'm going to have on, and I know what kind of conversation we're going to have.
It's amazing.
So I try to provide a certain scene that we'll enjoy, but it was still a surprise.
Do you remember when they did all day McDonald's? All day breakfast?
All day breakfast? I do. There was a time.
That was a thing. McDonald's did it for like a year.
Yeah.
Was that inspired from Big Daddy?
I don't know. Let's watch the scene and we'll think about it.
We're going to think about it.
If you end the conversation, I'll get you an Egg McMuffin.
How about a sausage McMuffin with hash browns?
You got a deal. Hey, look. He fell asleep. Let's go.
Let's go, buddy.
Sausage McMuffin.
Okay, sir. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
Okay, what do you want?
Cheerios.
Cheerios? They don't got Cheerios. What else?
Lasagna.
Lasagna? What the hell's the matter with you? We'll take hotcakes and sausage.
Sorry, sir. We stopped serving breakfast.
What are you talking about? We're 4 seconds late.
No, you're 30 minutes and 4 seconds late. We stopped serving breakfast at 10:30.
Ah, horseshit! No, don't cry. I'm sorry. I wasn't cursing at you. I was cursing at the lady.
Nice parenting.
Hey, thanks. Are you my therapist? Take a walk. You want a Happy Meal? We'll get you one of those Happy Meals. You got a Happy Meal? Can we get a Happy Meal? Will somebody get the kid a Happy Meal?
Relax.
Hey, what's my Egg McMuffin?
Breakfast is over at 10:30.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was 11.
I thought that too.
Total mind blow.
This is classic Sandler. He has the Sandler freak out. We've got it opens up and ends with Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi for president.
This McDonald's is a McDonald's I pass by all the time. This is on West 3rd, I want to say.
McDonald's?
Yeah, this McDonald's.
It's a real one?
Yeah.
Get it down.
You ever been to the Comedy Cellar or like that area, like McDougal in the Village?
Yeah, I was with you.
You haven't been to the Comedy Cellar yet?
Yeah. Oh, okay. We had beers at the Comedy Cellar. And then we went to Wohop.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you weren't there.
But it's right. It's like this. It's right by the basketball courts right there, and IFC is on 6th right there. Point being, this is West 3rd off of 6th, so it's a real McDonald's. Actually, this might be a place that I'll visit on an episode for the YouTube channel, so check that out when we get to it. I'll definitely make you guys aware of it. But this is, like I said, prime Sandler. Well, somebody get this kid.
Get him a Happy Meal.
I love it. What does the kid want? He wants
Cheerios and lasagna.
Cheerios and lasagna.
His name was Frankenstein.
We're 5 minutes late. No, McDonald's ends at, breakfast ends at 10:30.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Outrageous.
There had to have been a point. The breakfast.
They did all day breakfast.
All day breakfast. I'm going
to
look that up.
They did all day breakfast, and it has to be like, dude, some bigwig from McDonald's was watching Big Daddy, and he's like, yo.
Yeah. I think Big Daddy is like 1999 as well.
Yeah, it's in the 90s.
This is 1989 versus Red House, but 10 years later. No.
10 years later, we got Big Daddy.
All day
breakfast. there was some dude that was definitely watching this movie, and he's like, you know what? He's got a point. We're going to do it all day.
Yeah. I remember, this is also a time, they're like, McDonald's obviously started out just like, hamburgers, fries, that kind of stuff. And then they grew and grew and grew. And then they got to a point that they started doing breakfast. I remember in our lifetime, they already had breakfast, but Burger King started doing breakfast. They never did, remember, Burger King didn't do breakfast.
They had like little cinnamon rolls. They had
cinnamon, but then they started doing like egg sandwiches.
What's your favorite McDonald's? What do you get when you go to McDonald's?
Usually, I'll go with like a Big Mac Or I'll go with, I mean, I just actually on the way up here, Tommy and I stopped in Troy at the McDonald's, and I got, so it was a number.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Keep going.
It's the saddest town in the world.
Oh, Troy.
Troy, New York.
R.I.P.
But but I think it was a number 9, so it was two, like, you know, single patty burgers, and then I also got a 4-piece nugget. I'm on a diet right now.
I'm gonna die.
And they have Barks root beer. I was really excited
so
about
it. So when I was younger, I used to like the go-to.
When I was younger, I always got nuggets.
Fish fillet sandwich.
Fish fillet?
With sweet and sour sauce on it. And an iced tea from Snapple.
What?
Yeah.
That's the weirdest McDonald's order ever.
I know.
Okay.
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it. I was that guy. I was the only guy that ordered fish fillet.
I didn't even know if they had fish sandwiches until, like, I forget. I was watching something, maybe a pop culture reference.
Believe it or not, I thought it would just, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I always loved going. I mean, we're both North Jersey guys. Remember that? They had a cool McDonald's in the Paramus Park Mall before they did their, like, redo of it. You know, their, like,
mm-hmm.
And they it had, like, all those, the brass rails, and it was just, I don't know, it was a really, it was a cool McDonald's for some reason. I don't know.
It was
I just
sick.
Really liked it.
McDonald's is dope.
Yeah. It was always a treat, you know? That was, like, to us.
Yeah.
It wasn't
a little fat kid treat. For your little fat children. Sorry.
It's okay. Sorry, fat children listeners.
So, what was the other?
The other choice?
Yeah,
you
the
want
other,
there's
the
two
choice.
Choices. Do you
we,
want
we got,
me to?
We got the Big Daddy McDonald's.
Do you want to know what the other one was?
I need to know.
What does that say?
Another Adam Sandler classic. That's my boy.
I know.
Nugget pocket.
All right, we're gonna play that for you, and we're gonna quick talk about another a later Sandler classic. One of the first R-rated, actually might be, you know, like of Sandler. We're not talking Punch Drunk Love here. We're talking like the Sandler comedies.
Yeah, no, that's
so this
the
is,
only.
It's like the only.
Is it the only one? Yeah,
I think it's the only
I think
one.
So.
And for that, it was one of the funny ones in recent years. So let's play that for you.
We're gonna watch it.
Yeah, we're gonna watch it. Yeah.
All right, look, I came here to tell you I'm sorry about what happened with me and your mother. It was an accident, and it will never happen again.
That's all I've been waiting for all these years, man. A simple apology. It's water under the bridge. Don't sweat it.
Holla.
Wait, are you Vanilla Ice? Was Uncle Vanny Vanilla Ice this whole time?
Who did you think I was?
I don't know, a friend of my dad's that wore a lot of parachute pants.
I want to be honest with you, too. I never did knock boots with your mother.
No?
No. I think she whacked me off outside the pants.
No.
But I didn't finish. Danny, I didn't finish. Mm-hmm. I couldn't.
Oh, Mom. Yeah, she did like to fuck. Hey, Han Solo, you're looking great, man.
Oh, thank you.
You lost some weight.
Is this kid
not
right?
A little fat kid no more.
No.
Remember this one?
Yeah.
No,
oh, okay. No, oh, yeah, I used to do this to you back in the day.
Hey, Nugget Pocket.
Nugget Pocket.
What's your
Nugget
Pocket?
No.
No, but seriously, Iceberg, me and my boy got a little head start on you. But you got any desire to get wasted with us?
Ah, more than life itself. In fact, I might have a little head start on you guys.
What?
Yeah, it's so illegal.
I don't want to do that in front of my kid. Turn around for a minute. Just turn around. Give me that fucking shirt. What?
Hey.
I did not do that.
Right, good kid.
Hey, what do you think you want, Mr. Vanilla Ice Cream?
I'm going out for the night, man.
Oh, hell no, man. You know I don't know how to fry no damn chicken nuggets.
It's Todd Bridges. Yeah,
what's this?
What you talking about, Willis? You come back and say it to my face, you fake white rapping motherfucker.
Todd, seriously, though, you look great. How's Mr. Drummond doing?
Mr. Fuck you! Mr. Drummond, Mr. What you want?
Bowl of chili nuggets.
A what? You like a shit ain't on the menu, man.
Shit, it is.
Damn.
Nugget Pocket. You think they stole it from Napoleon Dynamite?
Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah. Taters. I got tots. Napoleon, give me some of your tots. This kid's he's sitting in class, and he has a pants full of tater tots.
No offense to Adam Sandler or the producers, director of That's My Boy. I just don't think that they probably... Maybe. You never know.
Maybe.
You never know.
I mean, Nugget Pocket, tater pimp pocket. Good. Snacks in the pockets. Yeah. I'm for it.
This film is...
Ask me what I got in my pocket right now.
What do you got in your pocket?
Snacks.
It's a treasure.
It's a treasure.
This film is, number one, ridiculous. I mean, hey, we covered Roadhouse, which is awesome, but is a ridiculous film in its own right. But this film, like, it's, like we said, pretty damn sure this is, like, the only, like, R-rated Adam Sandler film.
Definitely the only, yeah.
And this is also in an era where, like, Adam Sandler definitely isn't, you know, like, I mean... There's nothing like 90s Adam Sandler. I mean,
you can't beat 90s, but this is his best of recent years, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Like... I mean, there's a good chance. I know that this was a film. There's a couple of films that, like, we watched multiple times together. We might have watched this for the first time together. If not, we definitely, like, then just watched it several times together. And this is a movie that's dangerous because there's a good chance the rest of tonight, would you be talking in Boston accent?
Crappy
Boston accent. We're up in New
He bought a beer for every guy in the garden.
I ain't spell it. Look at me. I ain't spell it. Like, that's the other thing. You live in Vermont. You love your craft beer. When I think Bud Light, I do think Shane Kelly.
Oh, Bud Light, dude. I'm a huge advocate.
So he's just drinking Bud Light in this film.
No, he's drinking Bud Heavy.
Bud Heavy?
Heavy, yeah.
Let's call them Bud Heavies. Yeah, okay. So, yeah.
Bud Lattes. Bud Lattes, we like to call them. Dilly Dilly. I'm looking for a full sponsorship. I don't think it's that outrageous. I mean, hashtag Bud Light.
Hashtag Bud Light. Definitely add that hashtag to this episode. But this is, I mean, we got Vanilla Ice in the scene. Uncle Vanny.
Uncle Vanny.
Wait, Uncle Vanny was Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, I had no idea. I fucking love it.
Nugget Pocket. Han Solo Nugget Pocket.
Nugget Pockets. They've been doing it for years.
It's great to find. I like going out every once in a while, put some pretzels in my pocket, get some pretzels.
I might start running specials at the store I run.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going to stuff the t-shirts full of snacks.
Yeah. Last time I saw you before, I would buy a lot more merchandise from your store if that happened.
We had we went to a bunch of us went on a trip to Tahoe, Lake Tahoe,
yeah.
California. And we had, I don't even know what to call it. It was kind of a game. There were 10 of us. Mm-hmm. We had two teams of five. And we kind of had little challenges and checklists to do. One of the weirdest ones that we had was weirdest pocket food that you can, you know, ride your snowboard with.
Yeah.
And pull out on one of the ski lifts.
Okay.
Gondola, wherever you are. A friend of mine rode with a sardine wrapped in a lemon in his pocket all day.
Huh.
Pulled it out around, I don't know, 1:30, 2 o'clock. Offered it to some gentleman. Declined.
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 Hard decline.
Hard decline. Pocket food.
Pudding pocket. I would put like a snack pack.
Pudding? Yeah, thinking
of Adam Sandler, snack pack.
Snack pack. Snack pack's pretty cool. I'll trade you.
Yeah. this is a ridiculous film, but if you like Adam Sandler, that's just, this movie always makes me crack up. I love this
It's a good one.
It's a...
All time. All timer.
Well, last but not least, we have our segment, Gut Instincts. I kind of told you about it beforehand, so it's just like,
I'm nervous.
Nervous?
I'm not good. I don't like wing, seat, pants, flying. Flying by.
You snowboard. You're ready for the extreme.
I'm never going to listen to this podcast, by the way.
It's okay.
I'm just like this. I don't even know.
You'll tell people about it, though.
I'm going to tell everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
But, brah.
You're the mayor up
I'm
here.
I'm famous.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Favorite fast food?
See, the gut.
Yeah, gut instinct. It's called a gut instinct. You
tacos. No, but Moe's. Is that fast?
Moe's, yeah, that's fast food.
It's fast enough.
We love Moe's.
Moe's
tradition every Friday.
I swear on my life.
Moe's queso.
Moe's.
Yeah.
When I get married, Moe's.
Moe's.
Catering.
Moe's. I'm so glad you said Moe's.
When I die, Moe's.
What's your go-to beer? And I mean, you're
Bud
like
Light.
Drink.
Bud Light. Yeah. Don't even finish that. Bud Light.
All right. Go-to cocktail.
Oh, shit.
You like your gin. You like your vodka. You like your tequila.
I like everything, but the old fashions, man. I mean, I've been crushing it. Whiskey. Whiskey in a glass with some ice.
There you go.
Down. I'm down.
Favorite childhood snack?
Oh no! See, that's a weird
yeah, that's
part of
deep.
My life
yeah.
that I wasn't allowed to have snacks.
You weren't allowed to have snacks.
No, when I was a kid, like
why not?
No, it was my parents were like health freaks.
Wow.
Snackless in Seattle. Another great foodie film. I had a special treat was
yeah.
I had black or red licorice.
Oh.
Which I've grown to hate.
That's
in my
a food, that's a food.
Life.
Wayne's World red. We've got some bed red rope licorice going around.
Yeah, it was the worst.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, popcorn. Popcorn was the savior.
Popcorn.
They
okay.
They let me have that. That is weird.
Was
now,
there like
now,
a
now that mom's out of the picture, ice cream for breakfast as an adult. I'm in my 30s.
Was there
ice cream for breakfast?
Was there a snack you saw like, you know, fellow kids like having at the lunch table that you're like, oh god damn it.
Everything. Literally everything. Everything.
We're 90s children. We grew up in the time of Dunkaroos, Gushers.
No, I didn't have that. I didn't get any of that. I didn't have anything to trade either.
Yeah.
Carrots. Nothing held value. Yeah, carrots.
Yeah.
And it's...
You're in prison without cigarettes.
That was the worst. But yeah, enough on that.
Okay. sweet or savory?
Sweet and savory.
So chocolate covered pretzel.
Yeah, gut instinct. Sweet and
savory.
Sweet or sour chicken.
Sweet, yes, exactly. Sweet and sour sauce.
Sweet or savory? Yeah. I'm a yes man. Both.
That's
I'm not
fine.
Choosing.
I like it. Favorite food city.
Food city. Damn, gut instinct was New Orleans.
Wow.
Which
was
probably
my favorite.
I know.
You liked the food that much when we went?
Dude, it's so
You've been
good.
In Austin. You've been in Dallas.
No, I've been...
You've been in a lot of places.
I want to say I've been all over the world.
Yeah. You've been in San Diego. Great food city. You've been
to
San Francisco?
I've been to Europe,
You've been
dude.
Seattle?
I've been to Europe. I've had Italian food on the fucking Adriatic Sea.
Wow.
I've never been. I've been...
I was like, you've been to Europe.
I've been everywhere in... Yeah, America. I've been a lot of places in America.
Yeah.
But, New Orleans, I think, is banging. You can go to a... I don't even know, a shitty little food truck.
Yeah.
In the middle of a gross little neighborhood, and it's the best food you've ever had.
Or you can
go to, a great restaurant.
Yeah.
And have the best food you've ever had. It's just, it's amazing to me. I mean, the bread's amazing, the food, the ambiance. I mean, a lot of time I order just for atmosphere. You get a martini because it looks cool.
Yeah, that's true.
You order fancy buffalo wings because they look cool.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
But in New Orleans, it looks cool,
and
it
tastes great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a revelation.
I love that you just said that. Shout out to New Orleans. Just my big New Orleans trip recently. Love that city. Might move there. Who knows? Anyway, favorite cuisine.
I don't know what that means.
So Mexican, Italian, American barbecue, Chinese.
They talk about one thing that you can eat for the rest of your life. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Japanese?
Sushi?
In a weird way, I love that culture, and I just love the flavor. Savor the flavor. Sushi is
grip
all time. Fish is great.
Yeah.
I think it's healthy. I think it's... Dude, if you're sick and you eat that, you feel good.
Yeah.
They got six soups.
It's the closest farm to table without being farm to table, maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
It's you're it's basically everything that you eat that's you're eating art.
Seed to mouth.
Sea to mouth.
Ocean to mouth.
Ocean to mouth. Fish to fosh.
Guilty pleasure food. What's that food you're like, I shouldn't eat this, but then you eat it and you enjoy it?
I don't really, I feel like I eat pretty well. I think pretty healthy.
Mine's chips. I open a bag of chips, I'm just munching away.
I'll eat chips. Chips are right. If chips disappeared for the rest of my life, I'd...
Yeah.
Be all right. I'd be bummed. I think.
No, I know, but I'm just.
Days.
What?
It has to be ice cream. It's got to be Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream. That's a perfect one.
100%. I'm eating the entire thing. If I take the lid off,
it's done. Like the pint.
Oh yeah, the pint. I mean, the all-star move is I throw the cap right in the trash. I have to finish it. It's not
you'll just throw it. You dunk it.
It's
you go up. You alley-oop it.
I know the deal.
You know
I throw the lid
down.
Right in the trash.
Yeah.
There's no saving it.
Yeah.
Because there's no lid.
Favorite condiment.
Oh, shit.
I know these are toughies.
Condiment. You know, I don't know.
Hot sauce, barbecue, mayo, mustard.
You know, in my the older I get, the less condiments I use.
I like that. I like that because that's like a place.
And I start I was against it for so long, and now I think I start to I'm appreciating the flavor of the food more without the condiment.
Yeah, if you cook something right, all the ingredients in it.
Oh, it's amazing, man. You know, it's I would say maybe ketchup.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with ketchup. Like in
I hate ketchup. I probably use mayonnaise more.
Okay. Like on a sandwich
Confused. Can I pass?
You can pass.
Pass.
Pass, hard pass.
Soy sauce. Pass.
What's the last thing you ate?
Ah, a cherry out of the old fashioned.
That's a good enough answer for me.
But well, like meal wise was that
burger.
$22.
Oh god, yeah.
Hamburger.
I'm sorry, mountain prices.
We're gonna tell you where we're from, but outrageous. Yeah. $22 for a hamburger. It came with
what,
chips,
sweet
not
potato
French
chips?
Fries. Unbelievable. Oh, but it was like
was it a good burger?
No, no. Boo.
That sucks.
Boo.
It's like pressed too.
Boo. I'll stick with the cherry. I ate a cherry.
Yeah. Do you prefer to dine out or like cook at home?
Oh, I like dining out.
Yeah, okay.
So,
because you do like cooking.
That's the thing. This is where I'm torn. So, they say, scientifically, food that's prepared for you tastes better than if you were to make it yourself.
I get that. I get that.
Because this is it's scientific. When you're smelling and you're cooking, your senses actually are numb to the smell. Like, numb to the smell.
Oh,
so you're smelling like the onion and the garlic and like your body's so...
Yeah, I'm learning some shit from you.
Yeah, no, this is like...
Yeah,
this
I'm into it, yeah.
You're so like, you're used to it, so your body kind of like ignores it. But if someone was to prepare it the same way and serve it to you,
yeah,
the flavors are new and it's fresh. So it's like...
I mean,
not
does that
like
work for the same thing like if you're cooking at home for somebody?
No.
Oh, no.
Because the smell's in the kitchen. That's the thing, like so, like you're smelling like constantly. You're cooking for an hour. You're smelling like you know, say like garlic and onion,
sure.
Like all this like you know sautéing. It's like it's overpowering. So then when you finally sit down and you eat it,
I see. Okay,
it's like kind of like null.
Yeah,
dull.
You know what you're in for versus that first bite.
But then also at the same time, like dining and eating out. Like I mean, if I can cook it better myself at home,
yeah,
I'm pissed.
Well, that's all. I love going out to eat and then finding a dish and then trying to replicate it at home.
Oh, 100%. 100%. But that's also like frustrating. It's like,
oh,
what am I missing? More garlic.
What would be your last meal?
My last meal?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're a healthy man. You just know tomorrow you're going to disappear. You know,
how am I going to disappear? Firing squad?
No, you're just like fucking Thanos style, you know?
Snap.
Yeah, snap.
That's a snap.
You're gone.
A snap,
yeah.
I'm gone.
Snap, you're gone.
Last,
so, like,
do I know it's my last meal?
Yeah, you're chosen. You're told, like, really sorry, but this is your last meal. I'm just trying not to say you're on death row, but you could be on death row, too. I don't fucking know.
Oh, did I do something cool?
Yeah.
Was it sick?
Was it was, right yeah, there? Exactly. You're misunderstood, but, yeah.
My last meal. That's loaded. Loaded.
What are some of your favorite dishes? We'll just go with that.
Honestly, I'd probably just go with a glass of water. Fuck it.
Ladies and gentlemen, just remember to always stay hydrated. That's the lesson.
Yeah, yeah. Going out like a champ. Excuse me, executioner, I gotta pee.
I can't die just yet. I need to pee. What would be your spirit food? So that's not, doesn't, you know, sometimes I need to explain this.
Shane Incarnate. Down.
Shane Incarnate? Yeah, what? Yeah. Oh, I'm
when
sorry.
I die,
I was like, what is that? So, yeah, what food best represents? You're one of the most lively persons I know. You bring the party to wherever you go. So what food do you think best replicates
oh,
that?
Oh, man, I don't know. Popcorn shrimp? I don't know. If that's
popcorn shrimp? No,
I don't know. I don't know. Something spicy. I feel Mexican. Mexican comes to me.
Yeah. Okay.
You
nachos?
Know about, you don't
nachos?
Know, we don't know if we're drinking margaritas or partying, or I might stab you.
You're a good plate of nachos, maybe.
Enchilada.
Enchilada.
Sauce on top. You don't want to
or
pick
maybe,
me up.
Or maybe what's the dish that comes out like on like
fajita.
Fajita. Are you a fajita?
No, that's
no?
too complicated. Because
then you gotta start
like,
making
yeah.
putting it together.
Yeah.
So I think you are. Correct me if I'm wrong. Like nachos, like you're just a lot of layers to you.
Oh,
but,
I can be
you
a
know?
Nacho. Yeah, nacho. Jalapenos.
One bite you get a jalapeno. One bite it's just like cheesy and meaty.
Yeah, but chicken and pork on top.
Ooh, chicken and pork.
Chili.
The whole
thing. On there.
A little beef, maybe.
Just slop fest. But don't, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget the sour cream.
Don't forget the guac or the salsa.
You know, guac, yes. Salsa, I can live without. I never did my salsa. Yo, nachos and salsa.
So some sour cream and guac, but most
I'll
importantly,
use it just not to be rude.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Salsa is good.
Yeah, passe.
Passe. See?
Two more questions.
This is my favorite part, by the way.
Yeah?
Everything's about Shea Kelly. Do we use names?
Yeah. Do you want to be known?
Follow me at TheShaneKelly at Instagram.com.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to tag you.
I don't really know how that works, but
yeah. We're going to plug it at the end.
Yeah. Holler.
You go to the movies. What kind of snack we have?
I never go to the movies.
Never go?
But popcorn's dope.
You are hard to get in the movies. There's one time in my life.
We went to a double feature.
Double feature.
Oh, my God. It was worth it. It was Mad Max and the Avengers. I don't remember which one.
Age of Ultron.
Yeah, Age of Ultron, maybe. I don't know. But it was dope. I don't know if I'm yelling. Am I yelling?
No, it's good.
Yeah, popcorn with butter.
Butter.
With butter. At the movies.
You've surprised me with a couple of your answers, so I'm very curious to say what you say. Excuse me for my slurring, but this is old-fashioned to me now. I'm curious to see what you say about this last question. What's the greatest lesson you've learned in food?
That's loaded.
It is loaded.
Ask me one more time.
What's the greatest lesson you've learned in food?
The greatest lesson, man. I don't know. I mean, food correlates to life.
I mean, look
shit.
At you. No, no, no. let's figure this out. You. I mean, again, you grew up with both of your parents are good cooks and enjoy food. You've been a waiter in our college career. You're a waiter at numerous places.
You've now
been a bartender, a bouncer. You're working on a mountain that's got its own food scene culture.
You know, there's so many different things. I mean, ask me the question one more time.
What's the greatest lesson you've learned in food?
The greatest lesson I've learned in food. Don't fuck with the people that serve your food.
Oh, that's like from waiting right there. Yeah,
that is 100% from waiting. All joking aside, like it's just it brings people together. I mean, my number one favorite thing to do in the world is to get out of work, go home, and cook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it all day. It's like what are we eating for dinner? You get out, you can put my favorite thing to listen to while cooking is Bob Seger.
Oh.
Bob Seger,
Bob
to
Seger
me,
the bullet band.
Night Moves,
mm-hmm.
is, again.
Yeah.
Not opinion, fact.
Fact.
Greatest song ever made. it brings families together, friends together, everybody. I mean, everybody, I live in a house where people just stop by.
Mm-hmm.
We call our house third base. It's the last stop before home. people just they swing by after they get out of work.
Yeah,
you might have a beer, have a cocktail, and you're cooking. It's one of those things that brings joy. You know, most people. I don't even know. Everybody gets it.
Yeah.
You gotta get it. Food is life.
It is. You said it in the beginning, and you're saying it at the end. It really is just like, it's the reason for living.
What's the point? You know, we make money to live and laugh and be merry. And
yeah, might as well enjoy it while you got it.
All I know is we got a big plate of chicken parmesan.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah,
we got that in the oven right
Tommy
now.
Tommy brought up some chicken parm for us to eat.
Oh,
so
we're
got
excited,
wait.
Man.
Yeah. Well. That was Foodie Film. Shane, thank you so much for coming on.
Yo, I had so much fun.
this
I feel
was
like,
great.
I already feel like I'm famous.
Yeah. Well, to extend that fame, tell people where, I mean, you said it, but say it again. Like, if you want to share your Instagram or anything about where you were.
At the Shane Kelly.
At the Shane Kelly.
That's my Instagram. Holler
the,
back.
The with, I think there's multiple E's in there, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not the. Triple. It's not the. It's the. TheShaneKelly. Because we gotta.
Yeah, check them out on Instagram, and obviously from there, maybe you can visit where he works. I don't share that information with you right now, but you know.
Oh yeah, Stratton Mountain, USA.
Okay, there we go. We
greatest mountain
it.
In Vermont, man. Come see me. We run the Burton store.
Yeah, Sitting come Dusty's. Up here, check out some craft beer, check Retail. Out some Ben & Jerry's.
Holler.
Yeah. And have a $22 burger.
Ayo.
We finish every episode with a little catchphrase. That phrase is, there's more to cut. If you could just grace the listeners with that catchphrase.
What's the catchphrase?
There's more to cut.
Oh, there's more to cut. There Thanks for listening to Foodie Films Podcast. There's more to cut.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just a what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold ya, ooh, love to kiss ya, ooh, love, I love it so. Ooh, love is sweet.